We bless your name this morning. Lord, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Lord, as we go to your word, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let there be understanding in the name of Jesus. Let there be illuminations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We promise to give you praise at the end of tonight. Today, blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So basically, we want to talk on praise. Praise, key to open doors. Praise, key to open doors. Everything God created has its environment. Everything God created has its environment, its atmosphere to thrive, to survive. In the work of creation, everything that God, in the beginning, when God started to create the heavens and the earth, though the Bible did not tell us how God created the heavens, we are being told how God created the earth. And every living thing that God created, even the one that is not breathing, God, they have their own atmosphere, they have their own environment to survive. It puts fishes inside the water. So the only place for fishes to survive is water. And you can never see fishes or fish struggling inside the water to swim because it is natural for them. And also, birds in the air, it's so natural for them to fly. I can't see any birds to be struggling. Even animals, they can walk everywhere. You can't see them struggling. So also we that God created in his own image, we have our own atmosphere, our own environment to survive. And it's praise that will take us to that environment. It's worship that will take us to that atmosphere where we can be able to connect with God. Because I say, right, that I supposed to be at all times. Even though the Bible says men ought to pray and not to faint, I also say men ought to praise and not to faint. So every one of us that are God's image, we have our own natural habitat to do what to survive. I want us to go to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Genesis 1, verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. I have found today. Genesis, okay, 1 verse 11 says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. All seed is in sin upon the earth, and it was so. Even you cannot put seed on the air and germinate. Even the scientists today cannot do that. In spite of the knowledge and the revelation God has given us in this end times, that is still how you put seed in the air and it survive. Even on a paved ground, unless if that place is broken, then the seed can be able to germinate. So the natural habitat, the natural environment for the seed is the ground or the soil. We have the loamy soil, we have blah, 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 like that. That's the where that seed can survive. Okay, let's go to verse 20. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. Okay, look up. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. We are going to 25. Abundantly to moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Okay, 22. And God said, bless them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply the air. So the every creature in the seas, in the air, in the land. Okay, go to 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. You can't put goat inside water, you want to kill it. So everything that God created, or every creature that God created, has their own natural habitat, atmosphere. Even we, so we're going somewhere. That's 25. Thank you. So we that God created, God gave us Eden. Eden is our own natural habitat for us to do what to survive. Let's go to Genesis 2:7. Even in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, God created man. Okay, please, sorry, go to, sorry. Let's see Genesis 1:26. I'm sorry, Genesis 1:26. Okay, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the earth, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God created man. In this verse, man is a spirit. But there is nowhere for man to survive. There is no place for man to thrive. There is no place for man to fulfill, to bring the intention of God to pass. And what God said, but in the previous verses, you see that everything that God created before man has their own atmosphere, has their own environment to survive. So let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. No, man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. So this one, I'm not the one. The spirit inside this body is really me. So, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Okay, verse 8. And the Lord God planted garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. So God, Eden is the Hebrew meaning of Eden is in five places. Let me see in five. So Eden means a spot. Eden means a pleasant or a delightful atmosphere. Eden means presence. So now here on the earth, God created Eden, a garden, just a spot on the earth, because Eden does not cover the whole earth. So the intention of God is for God to bring heaven on earth. So Eden is heaven on earth. And God created our natural habitat, his presence, for us to want to thrive. And God created the Eden, the atmosphere, his own atmosphere, his own presence, a moment where we are going to be connecting with God. And Eden means also open heavens. So God comes from heaven to meet man in Eden, because God has given us his our natural habitat, which is his own presence. So we don't need to struggle to survive. And we see that everything that Adam was doing while before he fell was good. The Bible says he named the animals. Till today, the name he gave to them, that's what will be. And that's what the animals are created today. Nobody can change it. So the Lord God planted a garden in the east, ward in Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed. So Eden is a natural habitat. So the intention of God is for you and I to move and carry Eden all over the earth, his presence. Wherever we go, we carry his presence. But when Adam fell, that's the disconnection. That the intention of God was battered. He could not bring it to pass. Then how now go into that presence? Is that praise? It's my praise and worship that will bring me to that realm where God will meet me. Until you get to Eden, God will not come down. That's why most times there is no even intercessor that will pray that will not get it to Eden. There is no, that's why you see the man of God today, because they have understood what God's presence is. They would say, I can only survive and thrive and make impact and influence and fulfill purpose in my presence, in my atmosphere, in my environment. So I need to connect to God at all times. And the only thing that will bring the presence of God is praise. So if a kind of person is just parting to God, you are praying, God is not coming down. No. That's the Bible saying, God inhabits the praises of his people. So because that is where God dwells, the intention of God is going to come to down every cool evening. The Bible says, Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, God come down every cool evening to have communion, intercourse, fellowship with man. But that was the intention of God, what fellowship. So God had to create that moment, that spot, environment for him to be able to inhabit God. So that was how God created that Eden, his presence, and put us there. But then when man fell, there was disconnection. And the one thing that will bring him back, that will bring us back to our Eden, is praise. And the Bible says God inhabits. Psalm 22 and verse 3. God inhabits the praise. But thou holy, O thou that inhabited the praise of Israel. So inhabit means a dwelling place where one can reside, where one is staying. So then when you praise God, you create your own atmosphere. You are in your own atmosphere, that Eden. Then God come down. It is God that come down. So for you to see the hands of God, you have to always be in your presence by praising and what and by worship. So Eden is a natural habitat. I pray the Lord will bring us back to Eden in the name of Jesus. Thank God that Jesus, through Jesus, we came back to Eden. But you have to be connected to the praise. Never joke with the power of praise. Never joke with what praise can do. Don't underestimate the power of praise and worship and thanksgiving. Because that's where God inhabits. If you're a murmurer, you murmur at all times, you complain, you are making God to be far from you, but God will never be there. And if God is not taking, but what happened to them in the wilderness? The Bible says, all of them died. Everybody, you saw it from 81 to 17, that God survived. Every other people that complained and murmured, they saw what God was doing, they saw the hands of God, they saw God's miracle. And because of the report of the other that brought back to them, no, Caleb and Joshua brought good report, but the rest brought evil report. And because of that report, they were complaining. God hates murmuring. That's why you want hands of God at all times. You have to be a man or woman of praise, a man or woman of worship, a man that know that acknowledge the greatness of the Most High God. That and when God is everywhere, or when God is around you, God inside of you, nothing can hinder God. As the Bible says, lift up your hands when you gaze. Be lifted up your hands, for that's God. That the King of Rage should come in. You can't be a praiser and not be raised. It's not possible. Because you're at the level of God, you are carrying your atmosphere. You survive. You do everything with ease. God, you'll be connected to God at all times. No wonder Paul and Silas, when they had problems, let's go to Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Acts 16, and listen what happened there. Acts 16 and 26. Acts 16, 25 says, and at midnight, let's see together, one, two, go. And at midnight, can we read aloud? This is living, these are living souls. One to go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas. God came down into that atmosphere. God stepping into that. You know, when you praise God, when you worship God, when you eulogize Him, it's God that will rise by Himself and come down to that situation. When you pray, prayer is good. When you pray, God sends angels not to answer your prayers. But when you give God quality of worship, have faith, praise, God come down by Himself. The Bible says, and God came down. God came down to that situation. They were praising God with all their heart. We're not talking the prayer that come with lips. The one that know you feel in your heart and heartfelt praise. irrespective of your circumstances and situations, they were in trouble, they were in the chaos. The Bible said they were flogged, they were beaten, they were battered, and at the end, they put them into prison. Well, for what? For the cause of the gospel, they did the right thing. And they put them into prison. They were, no, it was, okay, let's go back to that verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. Okay, verse 24. Sorry, thank you. 24. Okay, who have received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison where they could not escape. Inner prison. Inner, inside. Where they could not help, that nobody can even see them. And made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners are there in your situation. What are you doing? In spite of the terror they were facing, in spite of the problem they were facing, in spite of the mountain, because they never think that they are going to come back, come out, that nobody, who will be their lawyer? Who will intercede for them? Who will intervene for them? Nobody. But they had God. And the Bible said at that moment they praise God. They worship God. There's no focus on the mountain. And doors open. You want doors to open at all times. Be a man or woman that praise God. Be your atmosphere. Carry it there. Carry God's presence. Don't magnify that mountain above God. Don't magnify that situation above God. There is no one that's not passing one through one thing or the other. Jesus said in this world that's going to be tribulation, be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Because we are fighting, not from the point of victory. He has given us the victory, he has given us the trophy, but we are enforcing our victory over situations. So praise is one of the weapon, not to enforce your victory over situation and bring the hands of God. And when you praise, you are not doing the fighting. God is fighting for you. You are just worshiping God, and no, but no situation will see God and will not bow, because He is the one that made everything. Everything understands the voice of God, and when God steps in, doors open. Manabosha kata kau praise spirit for a while. No manakosha tabagada. Alama kosha lima suli katabakata lekiti kumasa alamana suta kajaba bakusa lekiti alima kosha taba lipa tosha lipa bagada. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've not seen when God steps in. No matter how that door will be locked, let them use the whole padlocks in this world to chain one person. The madman, thank you, Holy Spirit. The madman at the Garden of Gadara. The Bible says was bound. Nobody could move close to him. Always in the boat, in the graveyard. But when he saw Jesus, man, I wish I would say he worshipped. It was something inside of him. New King of Glory. He needed deliverance. He had to go to his own realm. He had to go to Eden. He had to be in the level where God will meet and have intercourse with him. And the Bible says he worshipped Jesus. He bowed down. And just, you have brought me to where I will intervene. I can't let you be the same because you worship me. And worship moved the hands of God. Did everything about God. And he received his deliverance. I declare this morning, whoever that the enemy has bound, your deliverance is now in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is what praise does. It knew him. And when you, oh God, man, that Boshaka, even our Lord Jesus Christ, when he wanted to feed the 5,000, the Bible says he gave thanks in the book of John chapter 6 verse 10. He gave thanks, doors open to supernatural. 2 loaves of bread, 5 fishes, fed 5,000. Apart from men, apart from women and children, because they didn't count men and children. And whenever you see men and children, men and women, children will be transferred. Whenever you see men, women will be transferred of men. And a family can be two or three or four children. So imagine over 10,000 people. So with that little, learn to praise. With that little, learn to worship. In every situation, give him praise. Worship him. Be a dancer, be a praiser. You can't be dancing to your father. God will not start from his throne. Who is that person that is praising him? And if he refuses to praise God, millions are praising him. Forget. If you say because of situation, I will not acknowledge God, millions of people are buying down. If you don't pray, Bible says the 24 elders, they lay down their golden crown saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That is, if you fail to praise God, that was why God created the angels around him. That if human fail to praise me, the angels will praise me 24/7. That's what I'm doing. The Bible says we are created for his own pleasure. We are created to praise. The people that are created should show forth my praise. So don't allow any situation to hinder you to praise God. And it's not your praise that will move God. It's your praise that will take you to your hidden, to your atmosphere. Because it is the presence of God is our atmosphere. It is presence of God is our atmosphere. No, you can't survive anywhere. You cannot. That's why before the miraculous happens, we'll praise God. We'll go into our presence and God come down. There is no man of God, genuine of God, that will not go to Eden, that will not be a carrier of God's presence. So it's that place where we have communion with God. That's intercourse. Mandabo shagan lipato. Can we get rise on our feet and begin to say mana mata? Give him glory, give him praise. Can you go to your presence? Can you masima lipato shakata? Lipapa sota kalita. Alamo shakata basuta lipoto ya. Impakosita ba lipata. Eleketebo shananata kata. Mupapu sata lipata. Paul and Silas, they praise God. And the Bible says, they got their freedom. Malita in a makosha tabada legete pasuta anabakosha tali patagada le paposha kata masuka tali pata maposha kata balibado bosata. Yes, Lord, give me praise. Take a song in your heart and sing to him. Sing to your father, sing to your maker. Alelele te yamanata. Ali manana se telepo sikata. Amu pasilia namatosha. Lete ni kabata. Ali amatosha li pasilia nata. Yeke kegege debora batosha ta. Marimana tosha kata bahado pasita. Limpa posha kananata. Leke kegege ketebo basuta. Ali amata. Ayamu filia bada kada bada. Yelelelele kutsilia.